Lady Beaver softball team. Well, last one we talked with them, they were 9-1. Well, they are still 9-1 because their game on Friday at Stanton County and then yesterday at Cimarron. Those have been postponed to later dates, but we're still going to get to talk to them. They're going to be busy here. They'll be at home against Southwestern Knights on Friday and then go to Goodland next Tuesday. We're going to be joined here with junior Melanie Duff here leading things off here. Huh? How are you doing this evening? I'm sorry. I thought you said something.
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. It's been a long day. So, but looking forward here, I bet you're going to be pretty excited to finally play at the home confines coming up here on Friday.
Yes, very excited.
All right, and you're the kind of the everyday third baseman, and what's that like playing over there?
I enjoy playing third base. I feel pretty confident over there, and yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, do you like those? What's the reaction like when you get those sharply hit balls your way there?
I have to be quick and just hope that I get it.
Hope that you get it, and then you got to make the throw over here to your first baseman as well, right? That's got to be accurate, right?
Yep.
What's been exciting about this softball season here so far?
I enjoy playing with my teammates, and because we've played with each other for a long time, mm-hmm. you can always count on everyone on the team.
And it's kind of unusual. Normally, juniors aren't the eldest on the team, but with no seniors, you and Amber, Tori, you name it, you guys are all junior. PJ, all juniors there. What's it like being the ones, I guess, looked up to, and you're not the one looking up anymore?
It's different, and there's a lot of responsibility that we have to take on the team.
What's something that you guys would like to see as you move forward through this season here?
I like to see us communicate more. I think we've played with each other for a long mm-hmm. time, so we kind of have each other figured out, but it'd be nice to communicate.
Yeah. You like a couple of home runs, too?
I mean, yeah. I came close 2 times.
Oh, man. Well, you know it's going to come over one of these days, right?
Yes.
It's going to happen. Well, keep up the good work there, Melanie, and congratulations on a good start to the season here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Melanie Duff joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now we're going to be joined here with Michaela Miller, sophomore. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. I know this is your first time on the radio as well. Did you get any pointers from Gabe?
I didn't really talk to him. Myers just said he wants to talk on the radio. I was like, oh, me and Melanie. So.
Oh, there you go. Boy, you were the first to volunteer. You guys were, huh?
Yeah, well, we were supposed to go last week, but then I don't know who took it.
All right. Well, here you are. But, of course, sophomore is your first year of high school softball. What's it been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been pretty entertaining. I've been the ball magnet recently, so that's good.
I guess, how'd you get that title?
I think I'm just too slow. I can't move fast enough, so the balls just hit me all the time. I don't know.
All right, but if they're going to and you're playing in the field there, that means you can just pick it up and get the out, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Something like that, but, you know, you're first place there, you're – that's a big position there. And what type of responsibility do you have to think about when you're there at first base?
I really need to, like, watch the ball because if it's not to me, I have to get my stretch in and hopefully I don't pull my foot. And then, yeah.
So do you practice on stretching a lot, for those scenarios? I mean, because it's some of those you have to really reach over there and get the out in time.
I actually don't stretch at all. I mean, unless, like, we're doing our regular stretches, I don't do
okay.
any extras.
All right. Well, what's something that you'd like to work on here as you go through the next 10 games?
I want to get my hitting better because it's kind of sucky. And definitely my first base. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've strung together some pretty solid hits, though, this year, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I just want to get my home run, but it's not working.
Well, you know, when you least think about it, that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and congratulations on a good start there, Michaela.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Michaela Miller joining us here, and we'll talk with Coach Aaron Myers here. And once again, softball at home coming up here this Friday afternoon against Southwestern Heights. Well, Coach, normally we'd be talking about, you know, a couple more wins for you guys, but we have nothing to talk about in game-wise, but – you know, what have you guys been able to do over the last week here with all the postponements of the games?
We've just been kind of working on a few things that we need to work on, such as, like, pop flies, working on calling the ball. We've been working on our throwing, getting it, you know, being more accurate with our throwing and knowing where to throw the ball. Yesterday we had indoor practice, and we did a lot of hitting and you know, we're not like really able to do live pitching in the gym, but we do kind of a drill where the pitchers pitch and you stand in as a batter, like you are going to hit it, but you just call the pitches. So if it was high or low or a strike ball. And I kind of feel like that's about as close as live hitting as you can get. So we've been doing that stuff, but today was such a gorgeous day. It was no wind. And, you know, since normally we would have seen live pitching, on Friday and then this last Tuesday, we hadn't really had a chance to see live pitching. So that's what we did today.
Well, in a way, I know you'd like to get those, doubleheaders in on Friday and last Tuesday, but in a way, it was kind of nice to have a week off to work on a lot of the other fundamentals.
You know, it was kind of nice to have last Friday off, but I really wish we would have played on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, just to keep the girls motivated. Sometimes when you have a long break, it's kind of hard to keep the girls motivated a little bit. And, you know, I don't want to practice for 2 full hours. You know, I want to play games. So, it was kind of nice to have the games postponed to a different later date. Cause there was a week in there that we weren't going to have a game. And like I said, I'd rather play games and practice, especially when you're getting closer to regionals.
Yeah. And I understand, your games with Stanton County are going to be next Friday, the 30th. And then the week after that's going to be Cimarron's next Friday. And then Stanton County the week after that, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's coming real fast, but, you just go where the schedule, tells you to go, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to get in a few more JV games. Yeah. You know, we have so many teams right now that, or like, I guess Southwestern Heights now doesn't have enough for a JV, so I don't know what the situation is, but we're trying to get in a few games maybe with Goodland and Lakin and Elkhart, so working on that.
All right. Well, Friday, home, Southwestern Heights, a potential regional opponent for you guys, an opportunity to get back at the home confines there and hopefully pick up a couple wins.
Yeah. You know, you know, according to Max Preps, they seem beatable, but I was just talking to the girls. It doesn't matter what a person's record is. You know, you don't ever want to sleep on somebody. And, you know, Southwestern Heights, they've always had kind of a solid softball program. And, you know, I think Friday will be a good opportunity for us to get back into it so that we'll be ready for Goodland on Tuesday. Yeah, so we can just, you know, work through our hitting, get some live pitching done and get some actual live situations.
Yeah, a couple of big doubleheaders for you here in this next week, starting on Friday with Southwestern Heights there at home. As Coach Aaron Myers joins me here, and thanks again as always here, and good luck to you coming up here, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks.